Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting sixth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Bowman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Don Cardwell. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hamner takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Art Fowler now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Hamner moves to second. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lopata hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post, who is chasing the ball. Lopata reaches third base with a triple. Ashburn scores. Hamner scores. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Phillies. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bowman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Post hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Post moves to third. It's 3-1, Phillies. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Post scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Phillies. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive towards third. Jones catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. Two outs. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hamner hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fowler strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lopata is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopata hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hamner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Cardwell moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. Cardwell moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hoke moves to second. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Art Fowler. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Reds. Turk Farrell now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple bunts towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Thurman now playing right field. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 4. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Solly Hemus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemus moves to third. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hamner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hemus scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's Phillies, 5, Reds, 5. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Hamner moves to third. It's 6-5, Phillies. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nuxhall fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Nuxhall. Hamner scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 7-5, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 8-5, Phillies. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopata strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bowman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Hearn now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bailey strikes out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thurman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thurman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke scores. It's 8-6, Phillies. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hearn strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson is hit by the pitch. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 3 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hamner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamner moves to second. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-6, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Lopata hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 4 in the game. Bowman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Bowman picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Bowman. Bailey moves all the way to home. It's 10-7, Phillies. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Pete Wison and pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Robin Roberts now pitching. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thurman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thurman hits a pop-up into right field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Temple reaches second base with a double. Hoke scores. It's 10-8, Phillies. Art Schult pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 8. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.